This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It is insane, clinically insane, that definition, the medical definition, to believe that the presidential election of 2020 was not fraught with fraud. The only way you could not believe that is if you are an absolute, abject, 100% complete, total moron. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Those are the facts. Anybody that wants to convince you otherwise is either complicit on the other side, recognizes that they need to win at all costs, or they're a moron. Those are the two choices. Now, while the Democrats and the leftists are absolutely full of morons, I can promise you, there are more of them who just know flat out that Biden lied, that he cheated. He did not get, I think they said the count ended up being 10 million more votes than Donald Trump. I don't know if this number was real, but it was close to 74 million votes that Trump got legit that are just showing up now as the final tally. I don't know if you guys can verify that for yourselves. Now, I told you guys early on Trump would get over 70 million. I think I might have even said in one broadcast, 70 to 71 million. It looks like he got 74. When you throw in everything that's happened in this election, what we've learned about Dominion voting systems, etc., I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't shock me at all to learn that Donald Trump got close to 80 million votes. They claim that 2.7 million votes were completely deleted. So at 73.7 million, that's what I thought it was, at 76.4 million votes that Donald Trump got. Barack Obama, I've been saying 68 million, he got 69 million and change. That's what he got in 2008 at his most popular. And Trump is easily 5 million votes more than that. And that's just with the ones that they said they didn't count. The ones that they flipped to Biden, which has him, from what I'm told, at almost 80 million votes. Can you imagine the number of voter fraud, the amount that had to occur for Biden to get 10 million more votes than a very popular Barack Obama and a bona fide 100% certain knowledge that the black vote shifted dramatically? I'm not talking about 80% or something, but I know well over 20% to Trump. The Democrats cannot win an election without the black vote coming out overwhelmingly in support of them and staying at least in the 6 to 7% range for the Republican. Donald Trump blew through those numbers, blew through all the other numbers. He's millions of votes more popular than he was in 2016, and they want to convince you that he lost. Now, before I get into the crux of the discussion, here's a question I have for you. How would this situation be handled by the media if everything I'm discussing right now were flipped? In other words, if Donald Trump couldn't get people to a rally, but Joe Biden could get thousands of people to show up anywhere he went. If Joe Biden had gotten over 90-something percent in every primary that he did, uncontested primary, he got over 90% voter approval of his base. If Joe Biden had a record of achievement that might net him 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. And I'm not even going to get into Trump's record because we can't compare that with Biden. Biden is a feckless, worthless scum that probably never should have been in politics. He's the worst kind of politician. He's for sale. But then, with all this popularity that Biden has, where he can draw thousands of people, he wins all of his primaries at 90-something percent. He's not afraid to take press questions, no matter how tough. Meanwhile, his competitor can't get six people to show up to a rally, can't even get the support of Republicans that can get six people to show up to a rally, hides out in his basement, suffers from some form of brain dysfunction, aka dementia or senility or whatever, so much that he makes mistake after mistake, gaffe after gaffe. But then the voting occurs. And we learn that the voting machines used banned software that the New York Times and Elizabeth Warren and many others talked about the idea that this software could be hacked, and it's been used. It's known for changing elections all over the world, and I could go on. And that Trump's team suddenly shut everything down at 4 o'clock in the morning because Biden was surging and had water main breaks happening in Atlanta that have nothing to do with an election. And in that switch, Joe Biden stopped gaining momentum. Donald Trump suddenly was flipping votes. In Michigan, they delivered 136,000 votes that were Trump only during that period. And all over the country, you had all these races that Biden was winning and suddenly he's losing at the flip of a switch. And you know, and Trump's main guy actually works at Dominion Software, and Dominion Software employees were known to be anti-Biden, especially the key guy, the guy that has gone out and said he can switch elections on a moment's notice. He's a key Trump guy. And Trump people were, Biden people would not be allowed to look at recounts in Pennsylvania or Michigan. And despite all the voter irregularities that are occurring, we want to certify this election. What do you think the left would be saying if this were Trump? And all these votes that were happening, the flips, were starting to favor Biden. Every time he did a recount, every time he did anything, we found some new ballots in Georgia. They're for Biden. Biden is the guy that gets the most of them. What do you think the media and the left would be saying if we flip the script on them? You think they wouldn't be talking about voter fraud?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I stated earlier and unequivocally, I did not mince my words. If you don't believe that the Democrats have tried to cheat their way into the presidency, you're a moron. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I tell you the truth about yourselves, Democrats, leftists, plutopians, progressives, whatever you want to call yourselves. I tell you the truth about yourselves because you are scum. That's just a fact. You're scum. You have no moral, no ethical core. And the fact that you are allowed to walk among the people in America who care about this country just goes to show you the state of things in this country. You should you want to talk about quarantine and lockdowns? Leftists should self-quarantine and self-lockdown. They should self-imprison because they don't need to be part of the general population of America. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, or KevinJackson.me. Banned from Facebook right now. We can't post anything. Probably won't be able to post anything until all this is resolved. Miraculously, when Trump gets his second term, they'll turn my page back on. I don't know if you saw Jack Dorsey and a Zuckerberg on the Hill the other day lying through their teeth. Now, Dorsey at least says this. He says, look, we're going to put a disclaimer on anything we don't believe that you tweet, and it'll send you to a leftist place where you can get re-indoctrinated or get indoctrinated. At least he's not cutting your speech. He's just saying, we differ with this, and you can go to this leftist location and find out more about how stupid people think. But Facebook just shuts you down. And they'll shut you down on the technicality. And Zuckerberg was asked point blank, hey, will you provide data? So was Dorsey. Well, we got to think about that. Yeah. And Josh Hawley says, well, we can get a subpoena. I say, Josh Hawley, get a subpoena. Stop dinking around, dude. This is insane. I want to be very clear about this. The left is working overtime on selling this country on the idea that we had a clean election. Turn on MSNBC or CNN, you wouldn't think voter fraud is even a possibility. Now, I ask a very basic question that I may ask quite a few times on this program because you never know when leftists are tuning in. You know, the brain dead, unwashed zombie crowd. And I say to them very simply, if you can convince me that Joe Biden is 10 million votes more popular than 2008 Barack Obama, I will shut the heck up. Do it. Go. I'll even give you more than the Jeopardy 15 seconds or do, 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 do. You can take as much time as you need. Do the math, figure it out, and get back with me. There's more than a hint that they know they cheated. They know they cheated. I want to be very clear. Listen to me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The left know they cheated. There isn't any speculation about it. Every one of them that is out there celebrating knows the fix is in. They're actually going, man, you know, man, them Dominion voting machines, I mean, holy cow, man. They are celebrating this. I will tell you this. I don't know a conservative on the planet. If you flip the script, and I just flipped it earlier, I asked you a very simple question. How would the media handle things if everything we're talking about were going in Trump's favor? If we learned that there was a war room effort that at 4 a.m. Eastern time in the morning, Biden stopped surging, Trump started surging, and Biden got cheated. What would the left, what would the media be saying? Would they be talking about voter fraud? Of course they would. Of course they would. You listen to this show, you know my feelings on it. I have proven definitely, mathematically, and commonsensically that the Democrats cheated. And if you flip the script any way you want, it's a whole different scenario. The left would be screaming bloody murder if Biden got cheated out of the election. But I will tell you this, Biden may be a moron, but if he got cheated out of the election, I would be standing firm for him. I would take the hit. My ideology certainly matters. But if somehow in this country Biden was legit, and I mean, I get you, there are people out there going, "Kevin, I just can't do it, man. I could not do it." Yeah, you would. As a conservative, you would stand firm for truth. If we knew definitively that Trump cheated, we would stand with Biden. Now, here's the thing. Trump doesn't have to cheat to beat Biden. And he didn't. I asked this question the other day. Isn't it strange how every time there's voter irregularities or anything like that, it's always in favor of President Trump? We just found new ballots. I'm gonna talk about this in a minute. We found more of this. We found more of that. And every time they find these ballots, you guys got that story? Yeah, pull that up for me. Every time they find these ballots, they favor Donald Trump. Here's one. So Georgia found like 2,600 votes and Trump got another 800 votes. Well, guess what? Surprisingly, they found another 3,000 uncounted ballots in conducting an audit. As the hand tallying continues, officials in Fayette County unearthed 2,755 ballots that had not been included in the original count. There was an issue that we noticed that more people in the absentee ballot filed for voting in person in Fayette County than was in the actual reporting. It was discovered today for certain because of the audit. We found this. They want us to believe. See, they're trying to convince us they use enough ballots that Trump can't overturn Georgia. Let me tell you, there isn't a southern state on the planet that Trump didn't win. But anyway, they can't overturn them. But enough for you to go, oh, well, they see they overturned more ballots. And when Trump comes up just a few hundred votes short, then they can certify and say, well, look, we found all these discrepancies and we got them. And Trump still lost. See, they want to nickel and dime us to make us believe that they're really trying to do this. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, the Dominion people were there going, let's push a button. John James in Ohio, a guy I know, spoke to John before his election, helped him fundraise, asked him if he needed me to come up. I was willing to help him in any way. John James got cheated out of a Senate seat in Illinois by Dominion. Guarantee you. And I don't know if it's going to get overturned. We got a clip of Sidney Powell talking about it. We'll play it here in a bit. But how many elections did the Democrats go, we need to win this one? Now we're in this runoff in Georgia. It's 48-49 and 2, I believe, is the number. So this next vote, this Georgia vote, is huge. And, of course, we're fundraising for it. You guys have probably heard the commercials running now because we got to help make sure that this particular race goes to Purdue. I think it's Purdue. It's not Doug Collins, is it? Whomever. It's got to go Republican, right? And that's where we are. For me, this is fun times watching all this develop. It's fun times because I believe that the good Lord is going to out what needs to be outed here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Three Republican governors are promising to not shut down their states no matter how bad the pandemic gets. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem have recently made the pledge, even as cases are surging in all three states. As we continue to hear good news regarding at least two coronavirus pandemic vaccines, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has a message for Democratic governors regarding the vaccines.
I think they should allow this administration that did Operation Warp Speed and stop playing politics with it. We have a safe and secure, not one vaccine, but on the cusp of having three in this short time period. Dr. Slawi is not playing political games. He's been planning this and has done 14 vaccines before this. He's put the American public first.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. This is USA Radio News. President Trump's attorneys are holding a press conference at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee. Trump 2020 campaign attorney and President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, discussing some of the claims of voter fraud. Giuliani also laying out a very clear path to a victory for the president. The nation's armed forces are helping to fight end the coronavirus. The Phase 3 trials of AstraZeneca's vaccine have begun at a handful of military medical facilities, including Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where Brigadier General Shan Bagbee says they're eager to help.
Our hope and our intention is that together with these other sites, we can accelerate the development of the COVID-19 vaccines.
The Brigadier General also saying their plan is to speed up testing.
In support of this whole of government effort to ensure safe, effective medical products are provided at a critical time to the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Prominently, Sidney Powell said they have evidence that certain voting software was rigged and that millions of ballots were changed from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. That is a shocking claim, but we do not dismiss it out of hand. We're dealing here on the left with people who support third trimester abortion and BLM riots. So clearly they have no limits by definition. What wouldn't they do? On the other hand, those are very serious charges, and you'd better have evidence if you make those charges. And of course, we were not going to endorse that story before we see the evidence ourselves. We asked to see that evidence. We haven't yet received it. If it exists, we will see it soon. There's a timeline on this. In Pennsylvania, the deadline to certify the election results is November 23rd. That's a week from today. So legitimate claims of fraud will be proven by then, or they won't be. Right now, though, what's interesting is the total unwillingness of anyone in power even to entertain the idea that there might be something wrong with any of the election software that was used 2 weeks ago.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Tucker Carlson's about to dig into this, prove that it is indeed a bipartisan issue. And as I said earlier, only a brain-dead freaking moron would believe that our elections have been fair and above board. They haven't been for decades. The KevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Shot callers, elitists, people in power, have been determining who gets what, when, and where. It's not about money. It's not about your vote and the sanctity thereof. It is not about any of that. It's who decides at an elite level who gets the keys to the kingdom. Why do you think AOC is so depressed right now? Angela Ocasio-Cortez. She just figured it out. She figured out that she has no power, that at any time somebody can flip switches and she's gone. That's why she's depressed. The reason why you get to D.C. and you pucker up, you put on your lip gloss, you pucker up and get on your knee pads, is because people are telling you, you think you won, we let you win. Your reason why we call it a machine, the Democratic machine, the Republican machine, is because the machine determines who gets what and when. Not us. Doesn't matter which side of the fence we're on. We just happen to be on the side of the guys who are a little better. But you know what it took to straighten them out? DJT. Donald J. Trump. Because if you think McConnell, if you think Andrew McCarthy, if you think these people were going to correct themselves, you're out of your mind. What politics needed was a wake-up call, and it is one guy who's doing it. Now, look, I'm not naive. He isn't Jesus. Trump's not Jesus, but he's the closest thing politically to it that you can get. He's a billionaire that doesn't have to care. Why do you think I wrote the piece, Why America Needs a White Republican President? They need somebody that has to fight against the idiocy of the left. I said a rich white Republican president has to have enough money to say, I don't give a crap what you say, and is willing to fix it. And Donald Trump is that guy. So now you've got leftists that are running around going, what are they talking about, voter fraud? It's not even possible and all this. And I told you guys earlier in this broadcast, and I've been telling you for the last few days, every Democrat on the planet knows Joe Biden and the Democrats have cheated up to this point. They all know it. Here's Tucker explaining that the Democrats have been talking about the Dominion voting systems and all these other voting systems for a long time.
What's weird about that is that worries about election software are not a conspiracy theory, and they're not even partisan. They are long-standing, and they have been widely aired. 4 years ago, CNN told us that scientists were convinced there might have been hacking of the software in the 2016 election.
Some computer scientists are privately urging her campaign to ask for a recount in several crucial Rust Belt swing states. Why is that? Because they say Clinton got fewer votes than she should have in critical counties that use specifically electronic voting machines. And those scientists say that there could be a pattern there and that this is potentially explosive, indicating those machines could have been manipulated or hacked.
So, to be totally honest about it, a lot of Trump voters laughed at that. I think we laughed at it at this show. Either way, the Democrats never proved that it happened, but they remain deeply concerned about election software. Just last year, several leading Democrats in the Senate, moderates including Amy Klobuchar and Mark Warner of Virginia, sent a letter to the three largest vendors of election systems in our country. Those companies included Election Systems and Software, Dominion Voting Systems, Inc., and Hart InterCivic. The letter the senator sent read this way, quote, "The integrity of our elections is directly tied to the machines we vote on, the products that you make. There has been a lack of meaningful innovation in the election vendor industry, and our democracy is paying the price." Republicans, we should say, shared that concern. Just last year, examiners to the Texas Secretary of State rejected the idea of using Dominion voting systems in Texas. They raised concerns about whether the system was, quote, "safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation." For the past 3 years, Democrats lined up on television to warn exactly that. They said we could be minutes away from a full-scale hack of our democracy itself.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
In Arizona, malware was installed in the state elections website. Voters in Georgia and Texas saw electronic voting machines deleting votes and switching them to other candidates.
Our election system and our digital infrastructure are still exceptionally vulnerable to attack. Unsecured machines that might as well have the words scrawled on them, "Please hack me, comrade," in Russian.
Russia. So try to put aside the Russia nonsense. Nothing, by the way, no lie in our lifetimes has so thoroughly degraded confidence in our systems, done more to make the population paranoid and afraid than the Russia lie. And people should be held accountable for that. They haven't been. They should be. But the point here is that Democrats have been warning about electronic election fraud for a long time, long before Donald Trump showed up. In 2014, for example, the left-wing outlet Vox tweeted that, quote, 68% of Americans think elections are rigged.
What we are providing today in this lawsuit is that many of these votes were improperly cast. We are presenting today in our formal contest that there are north of 15,000 people who voted in Nevada and another state. We are presenting that people voted in people that had already done a change of address and left the state outside of the 30-day requirement. Their ballots were still cast. We are also presenting dead voters.
No secret here, folks. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to right now. No longer the Tucker Carlson piece of the program. There's a rumor Tucker may leave Fox or something. I don't know. I was talking to somebody about it, and I said, Tucker's not leaving Fox. Tucker makes $5 million a year to talk every day, to do things that come so natural to him. This is the easiest gig Tucker's ever had. And he's good at it. And regardless of the direction that Fox goes, would you give up $5 million to go work for one of these fledgling? Look, I like the fledgling networks, OAM, America's Voice, Newsmax, and others that are coming up, Crave. I like them. I know all the management team. I know the president of every one of these organizations. But I'm here to tell you, none of them can compete right now. They will be. They will. There'll come a day where Tucker will have the ability to say, okay, I want to move, and the money will be in those networks, and people like myself will then pursue it. But it isn't right now. Tucker's not leaving. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. So in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Trump has supposedly gotten these two losses, right? Because Pennsylvania's got to certify, and the Michigan AG just certified the elections and something else. I can tell you point blank, they will both be overturned. While I just play for you, all these Democrats know the cheat is in, the vote counts all over the country, screwed up, messed up, and they pretend that they're winning. Enjoy your temporary wins. And it was funny because Trump got Michigan to stop. The left pretends that Trump was celebrating. He's not celebrating anything. He's doing what is his job. But wait until that gets overturned. And this all ends up in the Supreme Court, because everybody, all my friends are asking me, Kevin, where's it going to go? I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I know this fraud is not going to stand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double message may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots to discuss today. Let's get the day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We got a lot to discuss. Know that Team Trump won't rest. No matter what the Democrats throw at him, he will fight. He will fight harder. He will claw. He will have DNA under his fingernails. You get what I'm saying? Glad you guys are with me. It's KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. On the show, when you call, there is no voicemail. I think we're trying to figure out how to get it set up. Some of you will call and go, is this the Kevin Jackson Show or whatever? It is. It's us. Just leave your message and we'll definitely respond. It will, if you want to be on the show, let me know. We'll get you on, or you know, we can. There's lots of stuff I'm willing to do. Sometimes it takes a little bit of orchestration. One guy called me and says, Kevin, you keep calling that guy Andrew McCarthy, the speaker, the minority whip. Yeah, his name is Kevin McCarthy, and I call him Andrew McCarthy because I'm one of those kids that grew up with the Breakfast Club and all that. You remember Andrew McCarthy, the actor? Yeah. Keep getting them mixed up. Pulled a Joe Biden on you people. You know the deal. Yeah, Kevin McCarthy. And the guy goes, it's your name. And it's so true. It is my name. Oh, well, I'm going to make mistakes on this program. I own them. We're happy to own our mistakes over here. Anyway, thanks to those of you who are supporting the pack. I hope you're hearing the commercials and donating to that, because we are fighting hard to get a senator in Georgia. And you can bet, man, this race will have a lot of scrutiny. This particular one won't be left to chance. Well, as it turns out, President Trump has made one of what I believe will be many moves coming up in the next week or so. And one of those moves was he fired his head of Department of Homeland Security Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. And the guy's name is Christopher Krebs. Now, Christopher Krebs recently made the most bonehead statement you can make. I don't even get it. Talk about a career-limiting move. And this is what makes me wonder, because here's the deal. When I heard that Trump fired him, I wondered if he was an Obama-era hangover. And he's not. Guy went to Antonin Scalia's law school at Georgetown. Now, he went to Georgetown, so you know he's been infected. Because you can't go to a school in D.C., a college in D.C., and not be infected with liberalism. But yeah, I was shocked to hear that this guy was not a holdover, not a legacy Obama guy. So, in his statement, what he said was, this election was the most secure in U.S. history. Now, he didn't just deserve to be fired, he deserved to get his butt kicked. You don't have to be bright, you don't have to be smart. This election had more fraud than any election in history, and that's saying a lot. Because let me tell you, the Democrats have cheated their entire lives. Since the invention of that party, they have looked for ways to cheat. When they weren't disenfranchising colored folks, they were threatening you at the polls, threatening your jobs, union guys threatening to beat you up. They unionized and said, if you vote for them, we will kick. I mean, the Democrats have pulled every dirty trick in the book when it comes to elections. They are the experts. We don't hold a candle to those clowns. How could Krebs possibly make such a statement in light of obvious evidence of vote tampering, voter harvesting, you name it, every trick in the book pulled, because there is no way, here it comes, yep, everybody listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, here it comes, you got the drinking game going, there is no way Joe Biden is 10 million votes more popular than baby black Jesus Barack Obama during the 2008 election, no way. Obama got 69 million plus votes, and they want to tell you that Joe Biden got well into the 70 millions. That's just a lie. Joe Biden did not inspire the black vote. Donald Trump did, and they proudly voted for the man. This is exit poll information. This isn't Kevin Jackson conjecture. Now, we knew it was coming because we ran some tests, and we knew it was. So how could Krebs make this statement? We were talking the other day about these Dominion guys. You got one of their main guys, the guy that was over their cyber stuff, voter integrity. I don't know what it was, but I forget his name. But he's been scrubbed from the website of Dominion. Over 100 employees of Dominion have removed Dominion from their resumes. And Biden's transition team leader is in top management at the company that actually reports, you know, and measures the vote, counts the votes. But hey, these are the safest elections ever. Donald Trump losing. I mean, they've done, was it Dr. Sheba? Have you seen his video? He's done some looking into this stuff, and he says Donald Trump was losing momentum in Republican areas. He goes, not even possible. Republicans who were going to vote for Trump adore the man. Show me your Republican county. I show you people that voted overwhelmingly to the point that Donald Trump has registered almost 74 million votes, because he is indeed 5 million votes more popular than Baby Black Jesus was in 2008. But Joe Biden isn't. It's insane. And so we find ourselves looking at this stuff and pushing back. And the president pushed back. He pushed back against Krebs' asinine comment. He attacked, here's what he says, this highly inaccurate statement arguing there were mass improprieties and fraud in the election. Now, as if you need more evidence on why Krebs should be fired, understand that this is the guy who oversaw the election security effort to fight against foreign interference and fraud. Yeah. Exactly. Whatever you're thinking, exactly. This is the guy that allowed voting machines from Dominion voting systems to have banned software and be used to count our votes. I think they're in 2,000 precincts. Do I really need to mention Seidel, another voting software company owned by a foreign entity that was created specifically to cheat in elections? But that wasn't Krebs' only role. He was also behind, get this, a rumor control website debunking election misinformation claims. Oh, the irony. But still, rhinos and other leftists immediately jumped President Trump. Look at him, man. By the way, let me just hasten to add real quickly, this is not the only carnage that will be suffered in this election. There will be lots of carnage. Anyway, former Republican Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert said, Chris Krebs made America and our election system more secure. Thank you for your service, Chris. Well done. Do I really need to tell you that that guy, Homeland Security Advisor Bossert, is not a real Republican and likely certainly is a rhino and probably is an Obama holdover? And then we can always count on Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska saying he obviously should not be fired. Unbelievable. This is insane what we are witnessing right now, what President Trump is going through. And here's the good news. I know he's going to fight. We're in the fight with him. We're raising money to be in the fight with him. I can honestly tell you, I'm not sitting on the sidelines. So given all this, I'm telling you, this man needs to pull this out. He needs to pull it out. Not because I want to win. It isn't, oh, man, I just need to win. I do want to win. I love how the economy was going. I love the direction of the country. So I do want to win. But we need to show the left that they cannot cheat and get away with it. And we need to do it definitively.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.